Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Van Halen means it's Friday. I had completely forgotten. Imagine that. Another week. Kaput.
Trip out.
I know. Zoom. That's what we do all day. In our new world.
So freaking busy. It's crazy.
Yeah. What are you so busy about?
What?
Tell me everything.
Well, I have two little kids and a wife that works full time and doesn't seem to be capable of saying, "My schedule's full, thanks. I can't do anymore."
No, I'll add that in. That's fine. You need me? So, you got it.
Keeps piling it on, and then the runoff finds a way. You know how water will find a way?
Oh, yeah.
Every crack?
It does find a way, yeah.
Right.
Insidious water.
So anyway, yeah, the weeks are flying by. Days are long, and I'm cranking it out. Like you said Friday, it's like, yeah, this week went by. Freaking crazy.
Yeah. Even just yesterday, I was like, I can't believe it's Thursday already. How is this?
I find myself getting in bed at the end of the day and just going, holy crap, what an adventure. What a pile of... Jesus.
Adventure. A big pile of adventure, Vinny.
Oh, my God.
As you said, these days, adventure is going to the mailbox.
Starting a new book.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that is a real... That was a cold... splash of water, that story yesterday.
Well, there's a lot of, like, you see stories right now where with the spring breakers who were like going,
that's an adventure,
flipping crazy. And I don't, you know, I as badly as I want them to be safe and not, I also think, well, how could they not? For crying out loud, we've all been sitting here doing nothing for a year. It's
people
time.
Are screaming enough from their rooftops.
They just opened up the vaccination, though, like in what, next week, everybody can get it.
Oh, starting next week, everybody.
Yeah, like April
1st. 18 and up.
Something like, or no, it's 50 and up on April 1st, 18 and up, like.
On April 15th.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I actually thought I had a line on a vaccination yesterday, and I didn't. They were like, no. I'm like, okay.
Well, now you can get it next week.
Yeah, next week. So.
You're ready.
Yeah, well, gone. I didn't realize it was, I wouldn't have even bothered yesterday if I'd known that it was happening next week.
Well, I wrote a note to my doc saying, hey, I'm up. So let's make that appointment.
Yeah.
Lock me in. We'll see.
Right.
I don't know if that's
what do
happen.
I do. What
well, I'm perfectly happy going to CVS or any one of the other
any place.
Shot
I'll go
stations. But right. I you know, just as easily if I can get an appointment with my doc, I'll do it.
So, yeah,
we'll see.
I mean, that honestly, that would be the best because I feel like there's not a bunch of other people all waiting in the same line at my doctor's. I don't know if that's happening. Maybe, you know, you're at Stanford, so maybe you would be able to do that.
I don't know.
My guy's getting his own shipment.
I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see. So I sent the note in, but I also, like, this is, I sent a note to the missus. You need to go out with your friends. Find a vaccinated friend and go out this weekend.
Oh.
Go do something. I got the girls. I got this.
She has added to her list that she's the vaccination hub, correct?
Yes, and she's gotten hers. So,
oh, she has. Oh, I didn't
know
that. Okay.
No, she's caring for our daughter, who's. I mean, she had a legit reason for going to do it. But yeah, so she's ready, and I know a few friends of hers. So I'm just like, go,
Go please. Have some fun. Go out.
You need that the same
go
way I need surfing.
Go into a place. It's incredible.
Go do whatever.
Yeah. It's weird walking into a restaurant.
I don't even know if she'd do that. She's like, pretty paranoid.
It's an
but I whatever. Go get some lunch, sit yep. in a park.
Whatever.
Have girl talk and eat right. some crackers and cheese, whatever you want to do.
See
get
your
ripped
friends.
And take an Uber home. Who cares?
Uber. Is that still a thing?
I wonder how badly that's affected many gig workers. Probably badly, right?
Has to be. It has to be terrible. Who's getting in a car with a stranger if you in this whole thing?
I don't know. Are people going to the airport?
Sure.
Who's going to the airport, I guess? Well, Hooman is.
Yes. So Hooman has kept single-handedly kept Uber in business through this whole thing. Thank you, Hooman, for having Uber still be around and Lyft. Yeah, I am dying to get my vaccination. So you're saying next week?
Yeah, April 1st, they said. So that's the requirements dropped to 50 and up, and I'm excited. I look forward to getting it. I'm
50
not
and up, no pre-existing conditions, just
50
get
and
it.
Up.
Oh, man. Oh,
let's
my God.
Let's do this thing.
And then the 15th,
is
my kids
everybody.
Can do it. Mm.
So,
boy.
I mean, that's
summer job,
with
Sean.
That.
Here it comes.
What did What's His Bucket say? Sorry, that's
Newsom?
Not the way to refer to the president. But what did he say of something like June? End of June. Everybody should be vaccinated by
then. He said, that most of us will be vaccinated by then. And he hopes we can have small gatherings for 4th of July and start to get back to normal.
So there you go.
Normal. Yeah, that's good news on a Friday. Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't want to get stuck with it. I've never wanted a needle in me so bad. I'm jonesing for that needle.
So let me hear it. So it's Friday.
Yes.
We're going to do our little show here and have
yep.
some fun.
Yep.
And then after that, what do you do?
I go take a nap.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you can hammer coffee this whole morning.
Yep.
Or will you stop at 8 or something?
I'll stop at 8.
You'll stop at 8 knowing you're going to nap.
Yep.
And then you'll finish here.
Yep.
And you'll. When I don't.
I got a couple things I got to do first.
And I was just going to say, we did our conference call. Our big conference call was yesterday. And
yep,
we did
all
it.
Set. Yep.
Thanks
Yay.
For nothing, Bryn. And
me.
Oh, don't blame
Sounds like
Bryn.
You were having a blast.
I know. I love Vinny goes as we're getting into the class. I'm not saying one thing. And then I'm like, oh my God, stop talking.
Hey, listen. I was baited by that. And did you hear me take it all back at the end? At the end, I'm like, listen, whatever. We'll do whatever you want. Who even cares? I don't even care. Just whatever
He's
you
like,
say.
Please let me off this call.
I felt baited. Like, okay, well, you really want to hear what we think? Then I'll tell you. And I did.
I was like, this is the guy who wasn't going to say anything.
Right. Well,
he goes to us. What could they possibly talk to us about for half an hour? I'm like, don't worry, you'll find something.
Well, you know what I thought of was the how do I refer to this? The intermediary, the
yes.
middle man.
Yes.
The they were
that's
on
the problem. Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's I was like, oh man, what if
and she
now?
Even said because
really
you started sort of ragging on that. Like, we're not hearing this. What you're saying, we're not hearing from the intermediary. And
right.
she's like, they are on this call.
Uh huh.
And we're like. Oh, hey, you know what, though? I thought, well, they should hear this because, honestly, they're the problem.
I wouldn't call it a problem.
I would, but I wouldn't say it on the air or anything.
Right,
no one knows what we're talking about anyway. It doesn't
all
listen,
this after
yeah.
we're done.
This
no.
never, this doesn't get posted.
This does not air again.
Anyway, yeah. So I got that, but I got things I
got
to do.
Got a couple things.
Just a few,
then,
and then I'm going to take my nappy poo. And I believe.
And your nappy poo is what? You shut all the blinds.
Yep.
And you put on your PJs, or are you just going what you're wearing there?
I'll get undressed. I'll wear my, you know, t-shirt.
Fully in
underwear.
Bed. Like, you're going to try and get some hours.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'll probably follow.
Sometimes, listen, some people nap. Specifically for 30 minutes on the couch so they don't go to sleep and fully fall asleep. So I'm just, all right. So you
no,
fully
it,
go back
this
in
is
bed.
I am going to lay down and get some sleep. Like the, almost every day I fall asleep for a few minutes on the couch. I just can't help it.
Right.
You know, there you are like, will I get through this monologue? Let me just close my eyes and listen to it. And then, you know, then 20 minutes later you wake up and actually you do feel better. Just a really quick little cat nap. Yeah, but yes, this will be a full on nap. And then I will meet my my Bryn and my Nikki, and we'll, and I think we have a guest tonight. Did you?
I didn't work on that, but you know, I have people on standby.
Yes, we have always have a surprise guest. So we'll have, and really it's just a drink that we have together. We do a happy hour on Facebook. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page goes live for like, I don't know, half an hour to an hour. Mm-hmm. And we have fun, and Bryn plays us. Oh my God, Vinny, Bryn plays us these little videos, and it's like I don't know where he rounds these things up from. He'll find something where it's like, here's how you get a plug.
Usually TikTok.
Yeah,
Have you seen the kid wrestling one?
No.
I haven't.
Okay.
When it's fun, send it to Bryn.
I'm not into pro wrestling. I mean, I wrestled in high school, like real wrestling, but pro wrestling is just sports entertainment, whatever
it's
it is.
Acting.
Right. But this dad and his kid are clearly into it, and the kid knows all the moves. And we're talking about a three-year-old, like a little kid, and dad's a big boy. And they film this kid running through all of the wrestling moves. He does the kicks, like, and the dad falls over and does the, you know, dramatic.
Oh, yes.
Then the kid climbs up on the dresser, and I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna jump. Not only does he jump, he does a headstand. And then flies off onto the dad from the dresser. And
oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh, my. And it's so classic and so funny. You got to find that, Bryn.
Let's watch that one tonight. Yeah, anytime you see a good video, cut and copy it over to Brynny. Like, that's...
Will
that,
do.
Thank you.
That one's a...
I know a lot
so
of good
great.
Ones come across your desk, too, because we see the viral stuff, you know. That's, yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, so we will look at videos, or we'll randomly go off down a tangent. You know, it's a lot like this show, except drinking.
Right.
So it's, you can find it at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page, and we do it most Fridays. What are you doing this weekend? Any big plans? Or
just, no big any, plans. Like having? I said, I just asked the missus to go find something to do, so we'll see how she takes that.
Yeah, and you may be daycaring the whole weekend.
It may be one of those things where you never know how someone's going to respond to, you should go out with your friends. It could be, thanks, I'm doing that. Or, I'm insulted. Why?
Why do you want to get rid of me so
bad? What's your problem? Well, I'm not the one.
What'd I do to you?
So who knows how that's going to go. But so I offered that up. I got a couple things I'm selling that I will make some meats. The old surfboards, just things that I don't use.
I see.
So gonna unload those, and
you
then I got to
regret
work on...
when you're like, oh, I'm gonna sell some stuff. What else can I sell? What else can I sell? Do you ever regret selling stuff?
I do regret for sure, but I also I just don't like things piled up. Mm-hmm. If I'm not using it, then it should be somewhere where someone can use it. It's almost like a way of recycling. You know.
I see.
Like, you know, this is someone could put this to use.
Right.
So. Anyway.
And you feel like you, yeah, I mean, I'm always, that's, I hold on to things because I'm like, I'll need that someday. I don't want to get rid of that.
Well, I don't know. There's things that, look, I love surfing and it's my thing. And yet I can only have so many surfboards. I mean, come on.
Right. Do you need one of each length? Is that your thing?
Well, I have quite a few, yes, of different, it's sort of like a golf bag. You have different
clubs for different
things, and yet still I find myself with more than I need. So, and that's just...
When you buy one, is your rule you have to get rid of one?
No, but it's pretty much the deal. Like, if you're going to get something, you should probably get rid of something. And
how many would you say you have?
10.
And how many
are you sold, sell this weekend? I've sold 100.
Yeah, but is that the number? Years. So if you have more than 10, one's got to go? Are you trying to whittle the number down right now?
It's not a specific number, but it's a space thing. There's definitely like, okay, I
think you just like meeting people in parking lots. I think
I do it more than you think. I do it more than you think. It's really dumb. But anyway, I'll do that. I also am working on the generator.
Ah.
My electrician wrote me last night and had questions. And I was like, okay, well, here's... here's the answers, and I look forward to your bid, and then I look forward to scheduling, and let's get this thing done.
Yeah, that's going to be so nice.
I want to be ready for summer.
Yeah.
It's not nice. It actually sucks that there's a necessity. But
it's nice that you're getting it, that you're on it, you know? I know. I haven't heard anything about this roof that we allegedly bought.
That online. Tesla's not gotten back to you at all, huh?
They wrote us back, you know, in order to get our money from us.
Right. You know,
so they have their $100 deposit.
Oh. Well.
I assume that we're going to, that just secures us an interview with a roofer. I don't really know. But I'm certain that they seem to be an upstanding company. And they.
Yeah.
I was watching something this morning. Like Tesla and just self-driving cars just fascinate me. Like I'm so ready for that world.
But you don't drive.
Right. But if I did.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to, you know, is what I'm saying, I guess. Oh my God. Speaking of that. So I got my car back the other day.
Wait.
We had to get it towed to the dealership because we couldn't get it started. And like, it just it was a whole nightmare. I told you it had been sitting for 4 months or whatever in my driveway. So we get it to them and it's like $1,700 to they get the new battery in there. But then there's like all these other, when they finally got it turned back on, like every light on the dashboard lit up a warning.
Oh boy.
So I know. So they had to like, and the thing was fine before it died in the driveway. And so there was all this stuff and they're like, all right, cause I'm going to sell it. So I said, you know, just look, do what you got to do, get it to a point where I can sell it. Cause it's a great car. It only has 30,000 miles on it, 6 years old. Like it's a great car that I don't need. So
taking offers. Hello.
I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. Although that Carvana place is going to give me, you know, I'm just going to sell it to them.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You put in a couple of things. They come out, they take a look and they drive it away.
And give you a check. PayPal
According
you.
According to them.
Okay.
That's how it works. I mean, who knows what other things. So I get the car back and it has this cycle because it's got a gas backup in the thing. So it's got like a little electric generator that runs off of, you can put 1 gallon of gas in this car. So the gas is almost empty and then it tries to run the maintenance cycle on the little engine. And it goes unable to run it. You don't have enough gas to do it. So I'm like, oh, all right. So this is on my way home from the dealership.
The car's, you're driving it.
I'm driving it.
By yourself?
Yeah. John drove us both to the thing, and I got in the car to drive it home.
Oh, dear.
So it's going to start the thing, and it can't do it because there's not enough gas. So I'm like, I got to go to a gas station. So I go over there, and I put in 3/4 of a gallon of gas. And I push the little open the gas door button, and the thing opens. And then when I go to shut it.
And a crow flies out. No?
No. Okay. No. Butterflies fly out of it. It's just beautiful. It's just so environmentally safe. So the gas, something goes wrong with the gas flap. After I get the gas in, I like can't get the thing closed. So then, of course, I got to punch it and, you know,
that's how you fix things.
Right. Obviously. I've learned from you over the years. So then I get in and now there's a warning light on my dashboard going, your gas flap's effed up. I'm like, I just cleared all the things. So now it runs the cycle, but I'm fuming. It runs the maintenance cycle because there's a warning light on my dashboard again after I just paid $1,700 to get all those taken off my thing. So I get home and I call the guy like, hey, guy, I got a warning thing. And he's like, and I actually think this one's covered under the warranty because I guess people have had problems with these gas flaps. So it's back. So yesterday I drove it back there. So I guess I got to pick it up today. I might have to do that today. And then
so guy said, bring it back.
Well, what else? Yeah, there's no way. I don't think on the consumer level you can reset those things. It's like worked in so that you have to take it to the dealership. I don't know.
You know, for the record, and I'm not trying to tell people to do this, but you can sometimes look up on YouTube and there will be people who will do a tutorial on how
My
to
dad does
do
that
this
all
yourself.
The time.
Yeah, John does that too. John
it's
tried.
It's crazy.
He
where
tried
I've
to
been
reset
like,
the
I
thing.
Can't get this damn thing. And I've looked it up and gone, oh, you mother. It's just this.
It's a little
do it
pop button or whatever.
Oh.
Well, there's a way to fix the thing by opening the frunk and then pulling this green lever, and then you can get the flap to open and close, but it doesn't take off the warning light. So, and plus, I want the car to be perfect again, so that when I can sell a perfect car,
just takes it away.
Just take it,
right.
Take it away. I hope Carvana doesn't listen to this show, but there is nothing wrong with the car. I mean, it's just a gas flap. The car's great.
Your son doesn't want the car?
Nobody wants it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, you know, the problem with my car is that it's a great commuter car because I drive it to work, drive it home, plug it back in. Like,
right.
I don't have that range anxiety. I can drive it all the way up to Napa, and if there's someplace to plug it in up there, I can get it all the way home. But it really only gets 40 or 50 miles on a charge.
Mm.
It's got that battery backup, but now that I can't get the flap open, I just have
to. You mean the gas backup?
It's a battery. It's not a battery. It's a generator. It has a little mini generator in there. So whatever.
Boy, we both had a little chaos. Yesterday, my kid goes, you know what a water table is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know those.
Which are terrible because they're such a waste of water. But my kid is like, I get home and I'm immediately put into action. And my kid is like, I want to play in the water. And I'm all, oh God, I got to wash that thing. So I wash it. I put some water in it. She's got to get her clothes off now, so I'm stripping her down, and now the dog's drinking from the water table, and I'm like, oh, God, there's going to be pee everywhere. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? And then the kid's playing, and the dog's drinking, and then I look over, and now my kid is drinking. Both their heads are in the water drinking, and
it's
I'm
adorable.
Just like,
it won't kill them.
How did I get myself into this?
No, that's terrible. It was a nice day yesterday, too. Like, it got pretty warm in the middle of the day. That must have been fun, playing on the water table.
I did think about leaving for cigarettes, but then I remember I don't smoke, so what am I going to do?
How fun would that be, though, if you did smoke? Like, you could sit out there, you suck.
Oh, no, I mean leaving for the
oh, the whole,
get
like,
in your
I'm
car
leaving.
Never
I've
come back.
Seen,
yeah, that
never
whole,
come back. Sure.
Oh, my God. Now the dog's full of pee, and the kid's drinking dog water.
It's fine. The kid will live.
Oh.
And the dog can stay outside.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's party, everybody.
That sounds fun. Yeah, let's. It's 6:06. Let's do this thing. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.